Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today because we've got an exciting show for you. So listen up, folks. Here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and such grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului. We are the Fanatic Organics. You know us by that name already, don't you? And Alive and Well is just amazing. It's there with all kinds of organic combinations, organic herbals, organic nutrients, proteins, you name it. It's all there. Best prices, best combinations, and free of any toxic chemicals in any way, shape, or form. And you're going to be crazy about the prices, too, because they're terrific. And we're right there, hand in hand, with our terrific buddy, our amazing broth cafe at Alive and Well. And I know broth, remember, I've said it before, but I'll say it again because it's important to understand. It's the broad spectrum broth. All, whether you're vegan, vegetarian, or you want wild fish without any chemicals or toxins, or you want organic meats, chicken, anything, all of those choices are available for you at the magnificent broth cafe. Terrific prices. People love it. The bowls that you can't even believe with all the goodies and all. And every single day we applaud our relationship and we're so grateful to the local organic Maui farmers for all the wonderful vegetables that are brought in. And we have the high concentration juicer that we use only packaged in glass, high concentration juice that we have from that broth cafe, right? And all of those vegetables are incorporated into all of our recipes and salads and soups, combinations, you name it. It's all there at the fabulous Broth Cafe.
And broth is not a watered-down soup.
Nah.
Okay,
nah.
Keep that in mind.
Never, never, jamais.
You're getting nutrient-rich. It's a soup. But it isn't just a broth.
There's
a faint flavor of something it used to be.
That's right.
But the broth itself is and a delicious soup.
And salads and combinations, they're all there at the Broth Cafe. And I want you to also tell me about something else that gives you a juice of life, a feeling of elixir that's called the vortex, okay? the vortex. I think there's another meaning for the word vortex.
Well, it's not.
Vortex means the center of your being, the life. The center,
yeah.
That rejuvenation. Tell us about that.
It's kind of like water, but it's an improved version of water. It's what water used to be before all the pollutants and all the chemicals and all the drudge that we find in water this day and age. It is pure mountain spring water because it's put through the mountain spring machine. The vortex machine at Alive and Well rejuvenates the molecular activity of every drop of water. Can you believe it?
No.
Yeah, better believe it, because that's what happens. It's amazing when it does. It's extra filtration, so we're getting the cleanest water available, and it's put through the vortex machine, which activates and agitates and makes magic molecules dance again.
That's right. And remember in 1938, this very, 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 very famous doctor, world famous, Dr. Otto Warburg, won the Nobel Prize in Medicine. That's the highest medical award ever, for the realization that in a basic and oxygen-rich milieu, hardly a disease, not even cancer, can arise. That was as far back as that. And the other parameter that he investigated and positively supported is present in vortex water. Very high oxygen content maximized, and the pH is 7.8, the hydrogen. All of that is expressed in the vortex water. The detoxification, the cell availability, the structure, everything, it's all there and in the vortex water.
So when you make your coffee in the morning, you're having herbal tea at any time of day or night, use the vortex water. The vortex is not stimulating in an activity sense. As you're having a cup of tea at night, it's going to make you want to go jump, climb the mountain. But it reactivates the molecular structure of every cell in your body to be able to metabolize efficiently all the nutrients that you're putting into your body.
It's just incredible that you can really detect without the chemicals, without the toxins, all of that, and the high energy and the high oxygen, everything. You taste the difference. You feel the difference. We get endless testimonials. We wouldn't have time to talk to you about anything else if all we could talk about were the testimonials we get about the Vortex power with the amazing Vortex water
and the feel in your mouth when you drink it. The water, the feeling of the water on your tongue, in your throat, it's amazing. It's noticeable. It's a different feeling than you get from any other water.
That's right. And if we had cats and dogs testify, we have the owners of cats and dogs testify. They say that their cats and their doggies love the taste of the Vortex water. They say their plants thrive. I mean, I'm not telling you to give it to them. I'm just saying without the toxins and free and full of the energy without any of the negative effects. Okay, let's start by saying that Dennis and I are not doctors. Don't pretend to be. Don't put people on medications or take them off medications. Doctor's area. What we love to share information, as we do right here on radio. We do through the store at no charge, of course. But we share information about what doctors have learned about nutrients in clinical trials.
Holistically doctors.
Minded, but also a lot of doctors do trials and then find out a lot of this information, and hopefully it changes their way of thinking entirely.
Well, because 99.9% of doctors do not receive nutritional instruction through medical school, 8 years of medical school or more, and they don't receive nutrient information. What they receive is one drug on top of another drug or combinations of drugs. But holistic physicians point out, and they've told me individually, I've had six doctors tell me that after they've been in practice for God knows how many years, 10 or 20 or 30 years, that they've never received 1 minute of nutritional instruction in medical school.
Right.
And it's all drugs.
That's right. And we've had other doctors reporting about that's what really distresses them when they come to learn about how people can really be healed by the use of nutrients and proven in clinical trials.
So what we do is give you the same information that they write about.
That's right.
We've been reading and living this lifestyle for 60 years.
Yes.
And the accumulation of mental debris or mental creativity, nutritionally speaking, we share with you. It's been all proven to be so true.
Right. Here's a very top, very famous doctor, Dr. Russell Blaylock, MD, medical doctor, says it's time to combat mental decline. Talk to me, boy, because that's a big concern. That's an enormous concern. And he is reporting here, Russell Blaylock, MD, and he's practiced medicine, board-certified neurosurgeon for more than 30 years. Anyway, and he says here, why you want a fat brain? This is he's speaking, okay? Okay, but again, I don't remember how the boys knew that so long ago, but they called you fathead, you know, so many times.
So many times you called me fathead.
That's another topic.
That's a compliment.
That's another topic, okay? So here, why you want a fat brain? Now, here's what the doctor is reporting. Your brain only weighs 3 pounds, yet about 60% of your brain is fat. This makes your brain the fattest organ you have. And this fat is essential for your brain to function. For one thing, fat is necessary to create brain cell membranes and produce neurotransmitter. Plus, it serves as the raw material to make hormones. Fat makes up 60 to 80% of myelin sheath, the protective covering around nerve axons, which are the primary transmission lines of your nervous system. Fat in your brain serves many functions.
And it is not the same fat that's accumulating around your belly.
No.
Or you have thick thighs, that's not the fat in your brain.
This is the good
fat.
The fat
in your brain is the omega-3 fats.
That's
primarily,
right.
Primarily, okay?
That's right. And he does go on to say, and you know, 50 to 60% of your brain has been proven forever to be made up of those two particular fatty acids, EPA and DHA. Those are the two ingredients in a very high concentration fish oil. It has to be without any chemicals, in the purest water and the high concentration EPA and DHA. That's why we made that an obsession, to bring that into Alive and Well, that very super omega-3 fish oil.
And it's very important for the EPA and the DHA components. that get the right potency.
That's right.
So many of them are modest potencies or low potencies. But it's fish oil. Better take my fish oil because I got a good fish oil. No, folks. What you want to do is get the optimal dosage
of
fish oil.
And the purity without any chemical whatsoever.
And it should be higher in DHA than in the EPA. Why? Because the DHA performs more functions brain-wise than does the EPA.
So anyhow, they hear the doctors are reporting right here. This is, again, the doctors reporting on exploratory studies have found that these omega-3s found in the purest fish oil capsules is associated with far better memory and is able to help slow biological aging. And the quotes from the doctor, Dr. John Rinker, MD, internal medicine physician, very famous, he says, omega-3 fatty acids reduce chronic inflammation and positively support heart and brain health, as well as healthy aging, says the doctor. And then another doctor they're quoting here, Thomas Pearls, MD, and professor of medicine at the Boston University. And he says that these high-potency fish oil capsules have been linked to lower rates of cardiovascular disease, the director of New England Centenarian Study. Boy.
Not just vascular disease, but mental conditions.
Mental conditions.
Brain
of
function,
all.
Reducing inflammation of the brain,
yeah.
Reducing the accumulation of plaque in circulation to the brain. The arteries and the capillaries are so small, tiny little diameters. Coming out of the heart, they're major blood arterial highways. But by the time the blood gets to your brain, they go through tiny little microscopic things called arterioles and capillaries. And those arterioles and capillaries are very easily plugged up with the standard American diet and all kinds of junk and chemicals and debris that people eat and drink. But these, the super pure omega-3 fish oils, prevent the hardening, the cauterization, the closing off of blood circulation to the eyes and the brain. For instance, a diabetic, diabetics are renowned have a higher incidence of blindness than do other folks. Why is that? Well, say holistic physicians, the inflammatory activity of sugars and refined carbohydrates creates excessive inflammation.
That's right.
We've always talked about inflammation and pain power with joint pain, but the inflammation also destroys those tiny little, again, it's microscopic little blood passageways by the time they get to your brain. There you can't see them. They're thinner than a human hair. But the nutrients traverse through those things and deliver their nutrient quality to the different cells of your eyes and your brain.
Yes, and
but
that's right.
Sugar creates the inflammation.
Does the destruction.
Refined carbohydrates create inflammation.
Yes.
And that inflammation burns up those tiny little things called arterioles and capillaries.
Right.
And the blood doesn't get to the brain and the eyes like it does for anybody else.
And yeah, and
but
here,
wait,
yes, right.
In so doing, you're not getting the nutrients to the blood of the blood in the eyes and the brain. So the eye nutrients are not evidence and helping to create and maintain healthy eyes, and your vision diminishes. And it diminishes so much that diabetics often go blind because they eat so much sugars and inflammatory components. It burns them up.
Yes. Dr. Blalock reporting also that he calls it the flagship of brain support, these omega-3 fish oils. And they're saying they are the building blocks, because he says it's exactly 60% of your brain is composed of just what I said, the EPA and the DHA. They are the building blocks your brain's 86 billion nerve cells need, okay? And you can't get, he says, you have to consume these omega-3s. They produce larger, more functional brain. Medical scientific reviews concluded that these omega-3 fatty acids play a major role in promoting healthy outcomes associated with age-related cognitive decline in older adults. All of that about those wonderful, amazing things, all right? Better memory, et cetera, and so forth. You know, that is very exciting. But and he goes on to say here, this is another one, because I always think of it as the heart.
But don't think of fish oils. Fish oils are fish oils are fish oils, right? But what is the EPA DHA content potency per capsule?
That's right.
That's the important part.
That's the whole thing. High concentration and free of any chemical or toxin. That's critical. And you know, it's interesting to me that that he calls the brain, this is the same doctor reporting Dr. Blaylock reporting on the brain energy superstar. Can you guess? Cardio coenzyme Q10, the 100% ubiquitol, cardio Q10. And then can you please read this about the brain energy superstar?
Let me read this.
Read that one.
Okay. The brain energy superstar says,
Dr. Blaylock.
Tiny mitochondria inside your body's cells convert your oxygen and nutrients into energy. Unfortunately, these crucial mitochondria become damaged with aging, particularly in brain cells associated with learning and with memory. Due to their intense energy requirements, brain cells need an adequate supply of vitamin substance, cardio coenzyme Q10. For optimal function of their mitochondria. Combine that with brain power.
That's exactly
which
right.
Which is a major, major mitochondrial rejuvenator.
Yes, that's right. And they even have that thing about the amazing thing about brain power right here. And interesting because that's exactly what the doctors say. And here's bringing about that brain power, which is super high potency pyriloquinol quinone. Okay. Effect on brain function, memory, all of these things. They talk here. The doctors talk and report, and they PQQ provides a unique support for protecting the markers of well-being. Human studies show PQQ's effect on cognitive health—that's thinking—and brain function, improving stress reduction and also better sleep quality. And the PQQ helps brain cells function more efficiently.
And combine that with the cardio Q10, coenzyme Q10, which gives you optimal function of their mitochondria and it enhances the function of the pyriloquinol and quinone.
That's right.
Can you say that real fast three times?
Pyriloquinol and quinone.
That was once. Can you say it?
Pyriloquinol and quinone. Pyriloquinol and quinone. It's Gary messing up with the mic. He always does that to me.
He does that.
Yes. And you know, we have super high potency because, you know, that's what they're talking about. It's not the small potency, it's high. And when he says that both the cardio Q10 and the pyriloquinol and quinone showed very high level cerebral function, including much higher attention and information. And they're talking about the medical studies, double-blind medical studies. And they talked about how these groups experienced tremendous effects on memory and other brain functions, like spatial awareness. Okay. And in everything, they improved. Vigor, fatigue disappeared, tension, mood, hostility, confusion, they all improved. The quality of life, sleep quality, also improved significantly. Isn't that interesting?
And when you come into the store to ask for the brain power and or the cardio Q10, we're not going to quiz you on your diction or your ability to get tongue-tied saying pyriloquinol and quinone. We can say it because we practiced it a lot. Pyriloquinoline quinone, and that really rejuvenates, again, with other nutrients, the mitochondrial function of every brain cell you have. And every cell, not just the brain cell, the eyes, the brains, the little toe. Pyriloquinoline quinone enhances dramatically the mitochondrial energy that's being produced and rejuvenated in every cell in your body, but especially the brain, especially the central nervous system, especially with the production of phosphatidylserine.
Yes, that's another great nutrient.
Major.
I love that one too. And you know, I want you to talk about here because you have spoken about that. The brain is an area that can also be completely destroyed with inflammation, and that's where then this doctor is reporting how terrific the curcumin, the high potency extract from curcumin, which is what you have in Pain Power, and how it helps to improve your brain.
And what did the lady say to you? She gave a testimonial the other day about Pain Power.
Yes, you know, it's really it's incredible. This just happened. We were having a wonderful discussion, a lady with, you know, terrific arthritic problems in the joints, et cetera, and talking about all the magnificent benefits with no side effects of Pain Power. And as we're talking, another lady filling up her basket with pain power. She says, you know what pain power is? This is a miracle. She says, you know what pain power it is? I said, yes. She says, no, you, this is what you need to know. And the other, she says, it's magic. Pain power isn't anything else. Magic. It's magic. You've got to remember that. It's magic. I said, wow. In all these years, and I was healed with it. My daughter, our daughter, all, and a zillion other people. But I never thought of that. And what I couldn't forget after hearing that was how we grew up. This is a long time ago. We grew up on Aladdin's lamp. You know, as kids, we were reading the stories, and Aladdin had a lamp that created magic and did all kinds of wondrous things. I wish maybe Gary should come on and tell me all the different stories about Aladdin. I think I've forgotten many specifics, but I just know it was so exciting because Aladdin had the magic lamp. It could do that. Is pain power is magic.
Maybe we should call it magic.
I'd like you that.
Change the name.
It's wonderful. It's not in a, on every single level, all the great nutrients and free of any chemicals and free of any animals. You can be, even if you're vegan, you're fine. And no toxic, no allergen, nothing, no one on the planet.
Well, we could call it Mandrake.
Mandrake?
Mandrake.
Wow.
Mandrake the magician. Didn't you ever have that cartoon?
No, I never did. I knew Aladdin. Aladdin was my hero.
Mandrake the magician. Oh, it's, well, either way.
Okay.
But the main point of this discussion, as unscientific as Mandrake is, the main point of this discussion is to bring to your awareness the anti-inflammatory effect of the nutrients that are available and the high potency, the right ratios of nutrients in the brain power, in the cardio-CoQ10, in the other product we were talking about. What the hell was it?
Pain power.
Pain power.
Magic.
Magic.
Okay, take some pain power right
Mandrake.
Now. Some magic.
Well, I did. I take it every morning.
I know you do. It's absolute magic. We know that.
My tongue is not as facile as my brain.
That's right. You know what? You know what it really gets me to? Because here are these nutrients that do only wondrous things. And then here are the doctors reporting, which people don't know this. They're taking these things. They're taking these things. You know, antidepressants, the benzodiazepines. People take that, well, to help me feel better, okay. And here's the doctor's reports on the side effects that are listed to, they're called brain-killing drugs, benzodiazepines, Ativan, which is also known as lorazepam, Xanax, alprazolam, Valium, diazepam, Restoril, and we're quoting the doctors, benzodiazepines are known to affect memory function. Medical research shows benzodiazepines use increases the risk of dementia, which is a group of brain conditions, they're quoting the medical background, that affect memory, cognition, and behavior, especially in older adults. Common examples also of anti-seizure drugs, which also affect memory, are Lamictal, Topamax, Tegretol. They go on and on and on here. So they talk about here, they affect normal brain function, say the doctors. This results in difficulty remembering things, paying attention, concentrating. And also the opioids they're talking here. OxyContin, Vicodin, acetaminophen, also with the hydrocodone combo, oxycodone, and MS, Percocet, Dilaudid. Opioids are known, say the doctors, to interfere with the hippocampus, a part of the brain involved in memory and learning. They also change the levels of chemicals in your body that are involved with cognitive function. Medical research has also shown that people who take them have a much higher risk of developing dementia.
And going back to what rejuvenates the brain.
That's right.
Is phosphatidylserine.
That's a terrific, I love that for
is
you.
Is pain, brain power, which is a major, major curcumin effect. And anti-inflammatory.
That's right.
And the super pure omega-3 fish oils, which are high in EPA and DHA, okay?
Yes.
These all rejuvenate the brain.
Right. And then the list of those medications that completely destroy your brain like that are also the tricyclic antidepressants. They tricyclic medications, antidepressants, Elavil, Pamelor, they list Silanor, Tofranil. These all affect the levels of chemicals in the brain, such as serotonin and norepinephrine, and they block acetylcholine, a chemical messenger involved in memory and learning. These mechanisms lead to memory impairment. And antihistamines, they list Benadryl and Zyrtec, Allegra, Claritin, all of these things are linked to increased risk of dementia, good grief, and sleeping pills, all of that too.
All of it.
The doctors go on to say all these things take away your memory, and people may not be aware of that because they're taking that. And incontinence drugs too, overactive bladder, anticholinergic medications increase the risk of dementia, medical trial. They negatively affect cognition, such as working memory. Can you believe?
And the curcumin reduces inflammation, and the sugar increases inflammation.
That's right. And all these drugs, instead of the drugs, and remember, we've also reported on the great nutrients, acetyl L-carnitine, which has another one that I want you to read, how great it is, healing the injured nerves. But one of the major things about acetyl L-carnitine, the huge clinical trials, but also vastly through Europe and other, it's used to stop depression. It works in 3 to 5 days and better than any of the antidepressant medications with zero side effect. Can you read about what else it does?
Amazing what it can do.
Yeah, and this is about its healing of damaged nerves.
The direct quote from the doctor who did the research. Nerve pain is a common problem. Studies have shown that the natural compound acetyl-L-carnitine stimulates healing of injured nerves and reduces nerve pain. One way it does this is by triggering the production and release of neurotrophins that promote nerve repair and nerve healing. Acetyl-L-carnitine, the amino acid, activates a special type of glutamate receptor that dampens pain signals. Interestingly, when stimulated, the same glutamate receptor acts as a powerful antidepressant. Other studies have shown that acetyl-L-carnitine also stimulates the growth of brain cells, which would benefit people suffering from a stroke or from other types of brain injury. Acetyl-L-carnitine also increases the mitochondrial content.
That's right.
We've talked about mitochondria before. They are mighty energy-producing little components within every cell. A skin cell, a brain cell, a heart cell, for instance, the muscle of a heart cell, the muscle tissue of every cell in the heart contains, every cell is invisible by itself. Under a microscope, it reveals that every heart muscle cell contains 5,000 mitochondria in every invisible cell. And those mitochondria create energy for the one invisible cell. You put all those invisible cells together into a piece of meat, about 8.5 ounces in weight, stick it in the middle of your chest. It's referred to as the heart. And the heart pumps every second of your blessed life, pumping the nutrients to your brains and your little toe and every cell in between.
Right, and
the mitochondria are activated by the nutrients, the cardio CoQ10, fish oil.
Yes,
the super pure omega-3 fish oils, and these things create new cellular life, new capillaries and arteries to deliver the nutrients to every cell in your body.
And you didn't tell me, but you were there consulting with a very, very, very famous doctor that reports all the medical and clinical trials. That's what he does. And he was Dr. Mercola reporting that how this thing here, okay, mitochondrial membranes, okay? Okay, mitochondria, ensure that you have healthy levels of certain nutrients, says Dr. Mercola. A number of nutrients strongly improve mitochondrial function, okay? A number of nutrients strongly improve mitochondria. Right at the top of his list is the 100% ubiquinol cardio-CoQ10. One of the most important antioxidants for protecting mitochondrial DNA. but the levels decline rapidly with age. So he has that right at the top, and he says the wild omega-3 fatty acids from fish oil,
the just DHA as we said, and the EPA
right,
components,
positively
right.
alter mitochondrial membrane structure and improve mitochondrial function in brain aging, just as we've said. He then has pyrrolquinone and quinone, protects mitochondria from oxidative damage and stimulates the growth of new mitochondria. What do you know? And he also lists a great nutrient called berberine, which we make sure to have, which helps along with blood sugar activity, supports mitochondrial health by activating AMPK, which is a nutrient that regulates energy homeostasis. He makes sure that we understand that all the B vitamins are critically important because they're acquired as coenzymes for cellular and mitochondrial function.
Talking of mitochondria again.
You're repeating what you say, Dr. Mercola.
I mentioned that the population of mitochondria in a heart muscle cell is 5,000 invisible mitochondria for every invisible heart muscle. But in the neurons in your brain, all right, you've got a brain. The neurons in the brain create energy. And the neurons in the brain, get this, every invisible neuron cell in your brain contains 10,000 invisible mitochondria. You want to think more clearly? You want to have an active brain again, a creative brain, or a good memory brain? You want to use the nutrients that holistic physicians talk about all the time to rejuvenate the mitochondria.
You've got to that's right. You've got to read here because this is what the doctor is reporting, Mercola is reporting just what you said, that the pyrrolquinone and quinone, he's talking about the thing, but this is his top player, creates new mitochondria in aging cells. Can you realize?
And the aging cells are in your brain.
Go right ahead.
In every cell in your body,
right,
aging cells, the mitochondrial population per cell diminishes as you get older. You don't have the cellular energy to create the new mitochondria. Your mitochondrial production slows down. So as we get older, our brain doesn't function like a 20-year-old brain or a 45-year-old brain. It functions like a 95-year-old brain, which is a little slow, a little not so on top of it, a little, but let me explain this another way. That's what happens with the mitochondria. But here's what the doctor says. In 2010, a team of researchers at the University of California discovered that pyrrolquinone quinone has the unusual ability to activate not one, but three cell signaling pathways. The first one is PGC1, stimulates genes that enhance mitochondrial and cellular respiration, growth, and reproduction. The number two is Krebs interacts with histories that protect and repair cellular DNA while stimulating the growth of new mitochondria. And number three is the DJ-1, not like DJ, like Dennis Jones.
Dennis Jones, yeah. DJ. A lot of people called you that even as you're growing up, and I did too. Hey, DJ.
That's
hey,
right.
DJ.
Well,
Not this jockey. Dennis Jones. Okay.
I'm number three on the doctor's list. It's DJ-1. Like PGC-1 and Krebs, C-R-E-B cycles, the DJ-1 supports cell function and survival, especially in the brain, and helps guard against cell death from antioxidant stress. Where do you get antioxidant stress? From sugars and carbohydrates and chemicals and preservatives, all the junk that's in the food that you eat. A 2012 research advance took a closer look and found that pyrrolquinone quinone activates genes that induce mitochondrial biogenesis, which is the spontaneous formation of new mitochondria in aging cells. Where do we find pyrrolquinone quinone? In brain power.
That's right. And not the trace or the tiny bits. This is the high therapeutic amount in easy-to-take little capsules.
I'm glad you mentioned that because there are other pyrrolquinone quinone products on the market, and they give you 4 milligrams per capsule or 10 milligrams per capsule. The Alive and Well Brain Power gives you 40 milligrams of pyrrolquinolone quinone.
The therapeutic recommended dosage. That's exactly right. Good grief. And so, all those wonderful things.
Slow down the aging of the brain. Slow down the aging of the heart. Aging is influenced by all the chemicals and all the debris that's in our air and all the food and the water that we drink. But when you purify those food sources, when you get to the real crux of the matter, that what really, really counts is the purity of the nutrients you're going to take into your body and the absence of chemical additives and colorings and preservatives and flavorings and all the junk that's
exactly,
in the food.
Exactly, exactly. And then the doctor goes on to say that that the damage to the mitochondrial DNA from the massive assault of free radicals and reactive oxygen species, that's the terrible garbage that we consume and the poison we consume. As mitochondria are damaged, your body's ability to generate energy decreases. That makes antioxidants, particularly the PQQ, important for protecting your mitochondria. But the medical research shows that the pyrrolquinolone kinin is right at the top of the list for reducing oxidation, and all, it's amazing. And the protective effects of PQQ, and it was amazing how it increases the number of mitochondria and mitochondrial functioning. And it's amazing, right? Isn't that incredible to know how what a great nutrient can do?
It's incredible to know that you can increase the cellular reproduction of new mitochondria.
That's exactly right.
New energy-producing components in every invisible cell in your anatomy, your brain and your eyes and your little toe as well.
That's right.
The idea is that it slows down the aging process.
Yes, that's right. And it's proven here, the doctor's reporting here, and he cites all the clinical trials, is that the pyrrolquinolone quinone in the right dosage is a star player for supporting neurological function, nerve function, improving immune health, cardiovascular health, and antioxidant status in tissues and cells, and cerebral function and metabolism. Wow, 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 wow. And it makes your brain cells function more efficiently. Okay, it increases the number and efficiency of mitochondria. Can you believe that? That's everything that you've said, Den. Cerebral function in human subjects. And they used, it's amazing. Both groups showed high-level cerebral function, including attention and function. And you know what I like, the fact too, that they, it also in the clinical trials quoted, it that the pyrrolquinolone quinone in that 20, 40 milligrams, you know, usage kind of thing.
Right.
It counteract the effects of stress and improved sleep quality. And then this is the medical trial quoting that vigor was improved, fatigue and tension disappeared, mood was improved, anger, hostility, and confusion improved significantly, and the quality of life and sleep quality improved significantly.
The quality of life.
And high sleep quality. Oh my gosh, okay.
Because the cells function as a younger cell would function. Younger cells don't have the memory problems that older cells have. Younger cells have more energy capabilities than do older cells. Just like older people don't have the physical energy of an 18-year-old. Well, the cellular life is the same way. Aging everybody's going to age. But it depends on the rate of aging, the rate of degeneration that occurs, the rate of rejuvenation that can occur by using the right nutrients which create life, support life creation. That's what the proper nutrition is all about. And mitochondrial health is the very basis of all of it, maintaining good mitochondrial reproduction. And you do that with what? Cardio coenzyme Q10. Brain power, pain power, all these other nutrients which rejuvenate mitochondrial new life.
And a very famous doctor, and it is reported by Dr. McCullough, but he quotes Dr. Dale Bredesen, MD, a neurologist specializing in the treatment of Alzheimer's, published a paper demonstrating the power of lifestyle choices and nutrients for the prevention and treatment of Alzheimer's. He was able to reverse Alzheimer's in 9 out of the 10 patients, but in every clinical trial that was done.
Repeat that again.
He was by prevention and treatment of the tragic condition of Alzheimer's, lifestyle choices and proper nutrients, he was able to reverse Alzheimer's 90% of the patients, 9 out of 10 patients.
Lifestyle
choices and okay. nutrients. And he goes on to say, Dale Bredesen, this is quoted by Dr. Mercola, Dale Bredesen published a paper demonstrating healthy lifestyle choices would reverse Alzheimer's in 90% of patients.
Get that? Reverse Alzheimer's.
Right.
But people grow old, they get a forgetful memory. But people grow old, they don't have the energy. Well, you get older faster by eating junk.
That's right.
The standard American diet is junk. By improving your diet and taking nutrients which rejuvenate, as this doctor says.
As this doctor says, and he is a neurologist, famous neurologist.
You can do it. You can do it. How much can you do it depends on how diligent you are in selecting the right foods to put into your body.
That's right. And this doctor, you know, he's done a tremendous amount, and that's what he is. His specialty is Alzheimer's disease, a neurologist. This is from the doctor, supporting energy production and reducing inflammation in the brain.
There you go.
Are the two most important factors to prevent and treat Alzheimer's, says his tests. And you know what he also said then, because I think we should touch on this. He also said that there's an entire family of herpes viruses is associated with changes in the brain and neurons, nerve cells. Left untreated, these chronic infections put your innate immune system into overdrive. Alzheimer's is an innate immune system mismatch.
Ooh, here, say that again.
Alzheimer's is an innate immune system mismatch. You're not clearing the pathogen, so you've got a continued onslaught of cytokines causing damage in your brain. But he's also talking about the viruses here.
And cytokines are inflammatory, and inflammation burns. So what does it burn? Your cells, your brains, your eyes. Every cell in your body is subject to cytokines. That's why pain power is so effective
That's
in helping
right.
to put out the pain.
That's right.
Because it reduces the cytokine negative response.
And he goes on for all the different, things that he talked about and other doctors saying here that Alzheimer's is caused by multiple upstream contributors. And he says the main things that contribute are inflammation, just as you said, Dennis, infections, particularly in the mouth and in the gut, insulin resistance, leaky gut, reduced blood flow and oxygenation, diminished mitochondrial function.
There you go.
Just as we've
said
here.
One more time.
And, he lists hosts of other doctors. And Dr. Bredesen, his approach to prevent and treat Alzheimer's, to eat the good, the top of the list, the high omega-3s and no simple carbs, and do ketogenic, eat the healthy organic foods. And he talks about just what you've said. He talks about how terrible those types of toxic fats are that are used everywhere in restaurants.
Oh, yeah.
People. And this is the doctor, again, Dr. Bredesen, the neurological specialist in Alzheimer's. He says, I strongly suspect people with dementia need to be even more cautious in every conceivable way, as linoleic acid appears to be the biggest dietary source of all the drivers of Alzheimer's.
And where do you find linoleic acid?
Yes, that's right.
Safflower, soy, corn, canola, sesame, peanut oils, all those vegetable oils that everybody touts the vegetable source of the oils.
Yeah, and all those
folks,
restaurants and all that, you see them dipping the food. And he says that linoleic acid, this is the doctor, this is one last, and I'll let you talk, the most destructive ingredient in your diet, says Dr. Bredesen.
Is what?
Those omega-6 fats that you were just talking about. Go on.
Absolutely. And that's why holistic physicians who really have studied nutrition for you, which isn't stressed in medical school, as so many doctors have told me, that they didn't have any instruction in nutrition. It was all drugs or their whole education. But nutrition shows that omega six oils create fire, and fire destroys. It's minuscule fire, yes. It only destroys one cell at a time. But how many times does a one cell get burned up by using safflower, soy, corn, canola, sesame, peanut oils? Always. And if you're having French fried potatoes or French fried anything, it's the same fats are used over and over and over again to deep fat fry those substances, those foods, to give it a nice crispy edge, a nice crunch. Well, folks, that's also crunching your brain.
That's right. And interesting, because Dr. Bredesen, Dr. David Perlmutter, and other co-authors published a paper highlights the importance of avoiding fructose and those other sugars. High fructose corn syrup downregulates ATP, adenosine triphosphate, which is important for everything.
That's the energy your cells produce.
But before we go on, Dr. Richard Johnson, Dr. Bredesen, Dr. David Perlmutter, other top doctors published this paper on Alzheimer's disease as a maladaption of an evolutionary survival pathway. And they talk here that these fructose, that how toxic these sugars are and how terrible these toxic fats are, okay? And when you have lower ATP, they say you get higher cognitive decline, and fructose causes Alzheimer's and is a huge excessive contributor.
And what is so terrible about the sugars and the rancid oils is that they create inflammation.
That's right.
Inflammation. Again, inflammation, fire. Can you imagine? I can't imagine the size of a cell, because I've never seen a cell, unless it's under a microscope. But you light a fire and light a match and hold your hand over the match. How long can you hold your hand over the match before it burns? So you remove your hand. Well, the cells don't have an escape route. They can't remove themselves from the inflammatory component of sugars and refined carbohydrates and all of the refined vegetable oils. Therefore, they burn up. And again, going back to the diabetic and blindness, why does the diabetic go blind? Because the sugars create fire, which burns up what? The very nerves of his eyes. Ah!
You know, they make this point, too, that I want to be sure that people, all our friends, hear this. And these top doctors still reporting that many pathogens that you get through the mouth and through the dietary thing, certain infections, okay, and work your way into the brain from your oral microbiome, herpes simplex, human beta herpes virus. Herpes virus is linked to Alzheimer's. The entire family of herpes virus changes the brain and the neurons. Chlamydia and tick-borne infections also, it goes on with all the names, and infections overstimulate the innate immune system. Dr. Bredesen noted that these and our innate immune system mismatches. If you have to clear out the pathogens, it's one of the things we often speak about, taking the nutrients to build your immune system. And they said it starts in the mouth. So the ultra silver is really wonderful.
Excellent.
And everybody talks about that. Well, everybody talks about how wonderful the ultra silver is in getting rid without any side effects. And you can't turn blue, nothing like that. And has to be the one to kill the virus and get rid of all these bad guys. It has to say the 99.99% nanoparticle, pure silver nanoparticle.
And there's nothing toxic about
zero,
the silver.
Zero. That's given, put in babies' eyes, ears, nose when they're being born at top hospitals to prevent any infections, mother's birth canal. And we could go on and on. Ear infections, eye infections, nasal infections, mouth infections. But again, this connection that these top doctors are saying that puts this connection in with causing Alzheimer's and other diseases of the brain and everything else. I didn't even realize that. Very, very. And taking super digest enzymes so you digest your food properly also really helps a lot, okay? So it's amazing what you can come to alive and well, and call us at 877-4950 for any of our wonderful services. You can have everything ready for you at the Broth Cafe. Whenever you want to be there, 10 minutes, it'll be there for you. 877-4950, Dennis and I, not doctors, but you want to make an appointment? Terrific. We don't charge anything. Sit down together, just share information with you. Great to be there. All of our services.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you folks one more time that optimum health is alive and well
in Kahului.
Aloha.